Welcome to Eureka Street Crypto. This is my anti-professional crypto channel. I'm just a barely sane dude who fell down the cryptocurrency rabbit hole. This channel is my fumbling attempt to communicate myself outside my own head about my journey in the crypto space. It is basically my brain dump. None of this is actual financial advice. Good morning, everybody. I'm Eureka John, and you're at Eureka Street Crypto, broadcasting live on January 9th, 2022 at 7:38 in the morning. It's a Sunday, and as you can tell, still feeling under the weather, but I'm making sure I'm keeping it going. Anyway, so let's see where the crypto markets are today. And so let's go over here and take a look at the old CoinGecko. Everything's still in the red. Nothing's changed. I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's not financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor or technical analysis person, or this is not educational at all. This is just a morning show. And as you can probably tell, I was influenced a lot by shock jock radio type of DJs and morning show personalities growing up throughout my life. And this is the kind of the show that I've ended up making. Whatever. It is what it is. That and late night DJs, the club DJs, and I would try to record those people with my cassette tape, and they would always go into the song, you know, and it sucked because I wanted to get that cool song that they were playing at the club, you know. This is back in like, you know, 91 and 1990, 89. Yeah. But the DJ would just keep talking like well into the song. It was so irritating. So, yeah, I'll try not to be that irritating. But anyway, let's take a look here. Bitcoin's at $41,743.82. Ethereum's at $3,113.22. I mean, if you're going to buy, I mean, I'm not going to say it's not going to go any lower. But, I mean, you'll probably be doing pretty well, you know, when things eventually go back up, if you do buy. So that's all I'm saying. Tether is at 99 cents. Binance Coin, 433.93. Solana, 139.75. USDC, 99 cents. So Tether and USDC are stable coins, so they're always meant to be like at or very near a dollar, because stable coins are used as a way for people to jump in and out easily out of the crypto market to something that can equal a dollar without having to like completely cash out and go to the bank and everything like that. So, yeah. All right. Cardano, $1.16. XRP, 74 cents. Polkadot, $24.49. Terra, $71.93. Avalanche, $84.58. The Doge and the Shibs, 15 cents and 0.0000028 for Shiba Inu. I have no idea how they're still around. I don't know how XRP is still up there, honestly. I mean, I don't have any qualm against XRP. It just seems like the crypto space has moved on. Maybe I'm missing something. Please tell me if I am. But let's see here. It just kind of seems like very 2019, 2020 maybe, right? Yeah. When they did that snapshot, you know, of everybody's wallets, of the XRP holders, so they could do this Spark token airdrop that never happened. Instead, they give us some kind of Songbird test token like a year after the original airdrop was supposed to happen. I just don't understand what's going on with XRP and why it's still a number eight. So please help me on this. Polygon 202. Polygon's been seeing quite a bit of traffic, and I'll talk about that here in a second. Chainlink has been doing well in the past 7 days, up 30.7% at $26.92. Crypto.com, 45 cents. All right, do I want to continue on? I want to take a look at Cosmos Atom. That has been, it was seeing a huge surge over the past week, but now it's down 3.4% in the past 7 days. And we'll talk a little bit about that too. Because, for instance, I was wondering, there's this other coin down here called Osmo, and I saw that it was pumping really hard. Yeah, and here it is. It's not really pumping as hard anymore, but it's at 18.5% up in the past 7 days. And I was like, why? But I didn't really have time to look into it. So I did kind of look into it, you know, but I mean, I didn't necessarily have to look that deep into it, because when I saw it, then I put two and two together and I was like, oh yeah, that's what that is. So osmosis is the dex for cosmos. And, you know, if you don't know, cosmos is dubbed like, the internet of blockchains. And, it's basically blockchain interoperability. They use the IBC protocol, inter-blockchain communications protocol. And this here is a DEX built on that. So they've been announcing the launch of this for quite a while. So here's the Osmosis page. And so let's enter the lab. And let's see how long this takes us. Did I click the right thing? Okay, so let me expand this window view so you can see a little bit. For you audio people, I'm sorry. You guys, in exchange, get better audio quality, because I do run the podcast through my audio programs before I upload it to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all that, and Podbean. So if you're watching on YouTube, you don't get as good as audio quality, but you get to see the visuals, right? And then if you're watching, if you're listening on Spotify or whatever, you're going to get better audio quality. So, yeah, it's not letting me enter the lab. Okay. All right. Here we go. App.osmosis.zone is where the DEX is. And by DEX, I mean decentralized exchange. So let's go in here. Getting one of these things being blocked on Brave browser. Hold on, let me just shut that down. Okay. So anyway, they give you the old warnings and everything before, and you have to scroll through and just say, I understand the risks and would like to proceed. It's just basically saying that crypto is risky. You know, we all know that, especially nowadays right now with the with this dip happening. If this is your first dip, like seriously, don't freak out. Like this is crypto for you. You know, I've been through some pretty bad dips so far. I didn't go through the 2018 dip. So I actually got into the crypto market during the 2018 dip, but that dip was the result of like a house of cards falling. It was all retail in there in the crypto market. There was no institutional money. There was no DeFi. There was no NFTs. There'd started to become crypto kitties, but the crypto kitties basically exposed the fragility of the system. And there was just a bunch of ICOs, which were called vaporware, which is basically anybody and everybody writing up some kind of white paper, asking for funding and getting tons of funding, and then passing out all these tokens and initial token offerings, which is an ICO, and people buying all these tokens and then them selling them immediately, and people making just millions and millions of dollars. And then, eventually that house of cards just like completely collapsed in 2018 and has had to restart from scratch in a way and rebuild back up in a proper fashion. And I'm a little worried that NFTs right now are causing a little bit of a house of cards as well. So we'll find out. So let me pull up this window. Okay, so here I am back at the Cosmos, and I'm clicking that I understand the risks of crypto. Yeah. Backlash said, do I like Cardano? No, I'm sorry, I don't. I used to like Cardano. Cardano is they've taken forever to come about and do everything. They've always had, they keep pushing the goalpost out further and further, and it never quite gets there. And whenever they do come out with a product, it does not quite work the way that they said it was going to work. Cardano, like you can create, there's some people creating some cool NFTs, and there's some good people in Cardano, and then their whole system of validators is great. And that part is decentralized. And I get that. And I like that. So don't think that I'm hating on Cardano here, but, you know, I had an NFT given to me, an airdropped to me in Cardano, and it got airdropped in one of my wallets, and I, you know, moved some of that Cardano when I wanted to cash out on a spike in the price, and take some of those profits. You know, it's good. It's healthy to take your profits. But then that NFT got locked in that wallet along with my other money. And there was absolutely nothing I could do about it. And I talked to customer service for every single possible wallet company I could get a hold of. And, you know, I tried to get a hold of the IOHK team. I talked to Cardano communities. Nobody could help me or even really wanted to help me for that matter. The Atomic Wallet team, they just said, we'll eventually put NFT capability in there one day. But I mean, you would think that like a blockchain that was supposed to be like so state of the art would it put in advance some kind of anticipatory functions that would correct an NFT so it doesn't get bundled up with the rest of your funds and therefore locking up all your funds on the blockchain. So all I'm saying with Cardano is be careful. they are constant. I mean, I do have to give them props. Every time I look at like the GitHub activity and I follow a Twitter account called top 10 GitHub activity. I can't remember what it's called, but it shows the top 10 GitHub activity per week and per month and everything like that. And Cardano is always in there. So that's good that there's the IOHK team is constantly, working on things. God forbid if something goes wrong. And Charles Hoskinson too, he's one of the original Ethereum folks. He was the original like CEO, quotes of Ethereum back in the day during the Zug Switzerland days when they had their little mothership there and they were developing out Ethereum with the Vitalik Buterin and the rest of the team. But he's kind of a cultish personality figure as well. And I know people say Vitalik Buterin is as well, but the Cardano heads just hold him in such a high cultish regard, much more than anybody in Ethereum would ever hold Vitalik Buterin. There's that too. And I don't know, I see him tromping all around the world, going to, all types of places and doing everything, but having his head down and coding. Not that I want to judge him, but there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done in order to get Cardano fully launched out. And I didn't mean to go on like a long Cardano tirade, but that's the kind of the reservations I have about Cardano. Other than that, it seems like it would be a good product. It's widely decentralized. It's fast as lightning, apparently. Yeah. And then the transactions are cheap, but the transactions on a lot of blockchains can be cheap because there might not be a lot of activity on it yet. And that's the problem that we ran into with Ethereum. So let's go and take a quick look at this article here. I found my friend CryptoFoo. Let me go to my bookmarks on Twitter. I've had CryptoFoo on the show one time, and I plan on having him back again. But he always has lots of alpha, like really good alpha. I can't remember what he said. Now maybe we can do this with Solana and break Solana again, right? So Dan Elitzer says, perfect example why monolithic layer ones with low fees are not sustainable long term. If you make global state and computation free, people will do stupid shite until it breaks or the price increases enough to make them stop. There's no transactions per second high enough for this. So he's referring to this article on the Defiant called "The Sunflower Game Throws a Wrench in Polygon's Gears." So what I'm saying is that as any blockchain, whenever there becomes enough activity on it, will become subject to what has happened with Ethereum right now. And Ethereum is trying to correct the situation by creating Ethereum 2.0. And then this is also why I don't think that layer twos are going to go anywhere once Ethereum 2.0 comes out, because layer twos will always be needed to alleviate some of this. So fees on Ethereum scaling solution Polygon are surging to record highs. So this is on Polygon, which is a layer two solution, meant to alleviate that. Leonardo Dante says, oh, look, sunflower farmers. I was lucky to get my return on investment of $10 in that game in 2 days. Yeah. And I didn't know that this game existed. I've been over here hot and heavy barking up the DeFi Kingdoms tree. And this game looks a lot like it's, looks a lot like it's along the same vein of DeFi kingdoms. Well, you know, it's taking a lot of load. So anyway, I'll just get back to this article. So Polygon gas prices spiked to an all-time high of 410 Gwei average. That's nearly twice as much as the previous high of 226 posted on December 4th, according to Polygon's Block Explorer. One Gwei is equal to 1/1,000,000,000 of a Matic token. Native to Polygon, and transactions require many units of gas, with more needed for more complex transactions. So while 410 Gwei is still fractions of a cent, still cheap compared to Ethereum for sure, with transactions costing many units of gas, those increases in price, they add up, right? So the game driving the surge is called Sunflower Farmer, and people like Steven Benton, who work on a Polygon-based app called Sapiency, are quipping on Twitter that Sunflowers broke Polygon. And this is exactly what happened back in 2017 with CryptoKitties. CryptoKitties basically broke Ethereum, and it highlighted the vulnerabilities of Ethereum, and suddenly everybody had to take a long, hard look at what they were using and what they were speculating on, and all that basically contributed to a lot of the downfall and the major crash of 2018, where they had to reevaluate some things. This isn't the first time a game has brought a blockchain to its knees. The most notable example being Ethereum himself and CryptoKitties, arguably the first NFT application to reach mainstream recognition. The concern is that scaling solutions like Polygon are meant to prevent this very issue, removing transactions from the main Ethereum chain to avoid popular applications from driving up fees and slowing down confirmation times. Okay, so Polygon is basically it's a layer two solution. It's meant to alleviate Ethereum layer one. That is the purpose of Polygon. A lot of people say, well, Polygon's its own chain. No. Polygon it gets its security and it always settles things on Ethereum. Yeah, so it is a part of Ethereum. So just like Arbitrum and just like Optimism and ZK Sync, you know, all these are a part of Ethereum in just different ways. Leonardo says it's sad because it's such a good project. Polygon didn't help, but they're working to fix issues and possibly going cross chain. No, I'm sure it's a good project. It's running across hiccups, which is just fine. You know, in the crypto space, we got to expect this. And, you know, even in something that we think is completely flawless, just right at the point when we think something's flawless is whenever some kind of wrench like this happens. And it just goes to show that, you know, people say, well, Solana is so cheap and everything like that. Well, Solana's so cheap for now, but what happens when they run out of that VC money and, you know, the entire world or suddenly, you know, adopt Solana, then it won't be so cheap anymore, I guarantee you, right? So a Sunflower Farmer smart contract is consuming well over half the gas on Polygon, according to a chart provided by the chain's Block Explorer image, a chart of the gas consumption by address. So look at that. That's a lot of consumption percentage by Sunflower. At over 359,000 users, Dapp Radar ranks Sunflower Farmer as the number two application across all blockchains in those terms over the past 24 hours, second to only PancakeSwap on Binance, and ahead of behemoths like Axie Infinity and OpenSea. That's so nuts. I've never heard of Sunflower Farmer, man. Like, not saying that like I know everything, but I mean, I keep a pretty good pulse on this type of shite, although I don't really go to Dapp Radar that much. So here's Dapp Radar. I guess I need to pay a little more attention and go to DeFi Llama and stuff like that. And, you know, it's good to know. I'm going to probably, you know, give it a couple weeks for them to work through some of this stuff and then maybe give it a gander and, yeah, so excuse me, guys. It's been a rowdy couple days as far as health wise. So, but it's all right. I'm here. I'm doing the deal. I'm doing the deal. The world's Dapp store. So here's Dapp Radar. All you need in one place: Dapps, NFTs, tokens, DeFi. Leonard is asking if I can point him, if he can point me to his absolute favorite project. Yeah, why not? You know, like, yeah, this show's pretty casual. Yeah, type it in there and I'll pull it up here. So let's see here, Dapps. Let's see. Let's check out the top Dapps. Let's see. So Splinterlands, Farmer's World, Accident Secret. Oh, that's a sponsored one. So it looks like Pancake Swap. So Sunflower Farmers has been pushed down to number 9, it looks like, after that. Farmer's World on the Wax chain, Axie Infinity, Alien Worlds. Yeah, I don't really do a whole lot on Wax, although I've done some episodes specifically about Wax, and Wax is pretty cool. And Trader Joe and Avalanche. Okay, so you know, DeFi Kingdoms is down in number 18. I know I've been up DeFi Kingdoms butt lately, and I need to like, you know, kind of back off a little bit. all right, so Crypto Cars. Yes, I have heard a little bit about Crypto Cars. So let's see here. Crypto Cars. Okay. I'll wait for that to load. In the meantime, let's go take a look back here at Osmosis. So this is the Osmosis DEX right here. And it allows you to, you know, finally swap back and forth on the Cosmos. So I don't really have a whole lot to say about Osmosis. I just knew that this was coming. And then whenever I saw, and I knew that there was a lot of hype in that in the Cosmos community about it. And when I saw this, it just kind of like, oh yeah, that's it. Okay. You know, so that's all I really have to say about Osmosis and the Osmosis token. So if you're curious about it and you're wondering what is this token that's pumping on CoinGecko, that's it, right? So now you know. All right. So let's go back over here to Crypto Cars and see if I can get this to pull it up. oh, you're getting into DeFi Kingdoms because of me. Thanks, man. yeah, they're getting ready to launch on Avalanche as well. So I went and I went to Pangolin and I bought some Jewel tokens and you know, I created a liquidity pair of Jewel and AVAX. So, you know, we'll see if I can get some, because I know that there, a lot of people are going to be swapping for Jewel on the Avalanche blockchain. So hopefully that will turn some decent profit for that. And then while I wait for the, you know, there was a Crystal Veil to come out on the Avalanche blockchain. So CryptoCars.me. And, you know, I've had to learn how to surf around while things load on my computer because, yeah, it does this when I stream live. Load. All right. So I will give this a little bit to load. In the meantime, there was Humpty Calderon was asking on his Twitter about some of the top NFT wallets. For NFTs specifically. And I was like, curious. I was like, okay, yeah, let's take a look at that. So somebody replied on there, and sent this link here. Top 6 NFT wallets in 2022. So what is NFT? They're outsider applications that are your extension to the blockchain record where NFTs are recorded. They permit you to store advanced collectibles, including craftsmanship, gaming things, and some other NFT applications. All right, the best ones. Number one is MetaMask. I disagree with that. But, NFTs, you can't, I think it's either on your phone or on your desktop. One of the two, you can't see the NFTs in your MetaMask. And that's kind of, I think it's on your phone. So it's only on your desktop that you can see NFTs, like what they look like. So that's kind of, yeah, that's a disadvantage. And there's no two-factor authentication. So it can be problematic when attempting to show recently gained NFTs, and it's best for Ethereum only, pretty much. Number two, Trust Wallet. I have Trust Wallet also, and it's pretty good for cross-chain type of stuff. They say it's ideal for novices, but a lot of times novices don't know the difference between a BEP20 and an ERC20, and they're sitting there going in Trust Wallet trying to swap back and forth between BEP and ERC, and they're wondering, beating their head against the wall, wondering why it's not working and stuff like that. And you have to kind of explain to them that, you know, there's a couple of separate chains and they don't usually trade back and forth to each other, you know. So yeah, the disadvantage only comes in mobile. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I mean, all but I don't mind Trust Wallet. And then Math Wallet, I have Math Wallet right up here in the top in this browser. Math Wallet's okay. Yeah, it's Yeah, multi-stage support, match with cross-chain capability. It is very cross-chain, and it supports things like Secret Network and stuff like that, and Cosmos, and you know, so Math Wallet's pretty good. I like Math Wallet. I don't know about it for NFTs, so I can't really testify to that. But it says here, multi-stage Chrome expansion, cell phone wallets, web wallet, cross-chain, upholds up to 70 major blockchains. So Math Wallet is huge for that. Disadvantages, low on highlights, clunky interface, some repeating bugs and crashes. Then the Engine Wallet. I have Engine Wallet. I like Engine Wallet a lot, actually. It's a wallet that will allow me to even keep, like, in a decentralized way, Bitcoin and Polkadot and stuff like that, along with any Ethereum tokens as well. So I appreciate that part about it, just like Trust Wallet in that way. But and it's very, they said the interface could utilize a little work. I actually like the interface on Engine Wallet, so I don't really have any qualms, except that it's in mobile only. Let's see here. Coinbase Wallet, no, I'm sorry, I don't like the Coinbase Wallet. It's clunky, it kind of seems to work when it wants to. I don't know. I'm sorry. It is a trustworthy name. I guess it's fairly easy to use for a noob. Sorry. It doesn't. I haven't found that it allows you to put in custom tokens. I'll have to double check that. For things like that, I've had a hard time with. And then they put in number six here, Kukai, the Tezos wallet. That's a Tezos wallet. It has no interoperability. Although for NFTs, for Tezos NFTs, it is bar none the best wallet. But that's it. If you're not doing Tezos NFTs, you're out of luck. But you know, if you're doing Tezos NFTs, then great. You know. but then they didn't mention the Rainbow Wallet. Rainbow Wallet's awesome. I love the Rainbow Wallet. Take a look at it here. I have it on my phone. Let's see if I can pull it up. I mean, it allows you to, like, you know, to show your NFTs, and allows you to, like, zoom in on your NFTs, you know? Like, other wallets won't allow you that. It'll allow you to zoom into detail. And that's one thing I like. So for NFTs, I like the Rainbow Wallet, although I think it's Ethereum only. Okay, so let's go back to these crypto cars, and let's see here. What is going on? Why won't this pull up for me? All right, so cryptocars.me. I'm sorry, Leonardo, this is not pulling up. This might be some good fodder to make an entire episode out of, some more of these gamified, because you mentioned there's crypto planes, crypto guards, and then along with crypto cars. This could be kind of a cool way to just jump around to all the different ones. Unless this is not the right one. Phantom Wallet. I have not used Phantom Wallet. Here it is. It's pulling up. NFT car racing game. So let's see here. So I imagine you probably have to, like, build up your car, and it does it incorporate some kind of DeFi along with it, in which you buy your car and you earn according to the different attributes that you give to your car. So the thing about these is, a lot of these games incorporate ERC-998, and that is the attribute standard. So NFT is ERC-721. So there's ERC-721, which is the base NFT, which is basically like the naked body if you're doing like a person, or it's just like the basic car, right? Okay. And then if you want to add any type of attributes, those are ERC-998 tokens, which are tokens that can be nested into an ERC-721 token. So, like, if you put sunglasses on your character, that those sunglasses are an ERC-998 token, because that is an NFT that is nested within an NFT as an attribute. And I would, you know, assume that something like this little spoiler here on the back of the car, that could be an ERC-998 token, which would be an attribute on the car, which itself would be ERC-721. C-Car Lottery, 60% ticket sales will be used to pay prizes. Welcome to CryptoCars. First, you need to deposit C-Car from your MetaMask wallet into the game. Please go to account information and deposit C-Car button. Please follow our roadmap for the latest game features, already available features. Read more about level and experience required. Okay. Interesting. So you say it's not an actual NFT. Well, let's see here. I want to go to level experience required. I imagine there's some documents, and I'll have to read through the docs. I always try to read through docs. I know that's the boring part, you know, but it is what it is. That took me to a spreadsheet. Okay. All right, so here's the experience levels in order to get to certain points. Wow. I went to a Google Doc. All right. Serious. All right. Well, okay. I'll come back to this one. This looks pretty pretty interesting, the whole idea of that. And yeah, I appreciate it, Leonardo, and the crypto guards and crypto planes. So yeah, more stuff to constantly look at. So yeah, we'll see. All right. Well, that being said, I'm going to go make the kids breakfast and do the deal and, yeah, and go about my day so I can be up again early tomorrow morning for work and do a show, before with the working hours at the butt crack of dawn at 5 o'clock, my time, I'll be on. All right. Well, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Later.
Thank you for making it to the end of this program. If you actually like this content, give a thumbs up. And if you want to hear more, just hit the subscribe button. I'm available on YouTube, Odyssey, and BitChute, and on all the major podcasting platforms in audio version. Spotify specifically. If you would like to follow and leave a review, that would help a lot. I am also available on Twitter at EurekaJohn1. That's EUREKA John, JOHN, and the number 1. My DMs are always open. Feel free to shoot me a message. If you would like to donate some stablecoin or Ethereum, please feel free to send it to eurekajohn.crypto or eurekajohn.eth. This will help with the gas costs for all these protocols that I mess around with. Because that gas adds up and I ain't rich. Yet. Thanks again.